This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is my paraphrase. Give thanks all day long. And actually, that is essentially what Paul says in Ephesians 5:20, picking up in the middle of a sentence. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here's the challenge that I have for you in the upcoming week. It is Thanksgiving, after all. Look for opportunities and situations in which you can express gratitude. Look for opportunities to say thank you. Here's something we need to realize. Gratitude doesn't come naturally. We have to be taught to say thank you. Some of you parents have had this experience. Maybe you're getting together with family and you're opening presents maybe on Christmas morning, and grandma has a nice gift for a little child, and little child opens the gift and they're all excited. What a great present. And you're waiting for, what do you say to grandma if they forget? You know, you give a little nudge, a little reminder. Don't forget to say thank you. They need to be taught to say thank you. But it's not just little children who sometimes need help or reminders to say thank you. Sometimes we adults do as well. I remember when Michelle and I first got married, she said on one occasion, "Have you ever noticed how your dirty clothes are put in the hamper and then all of a sudden they're clean and they're folded and they're in your drawer and hanging up in the closet? Have you ever noticed that?" And I said, "I have. It's like magic." I might be slow, but I'm not that slow. Sometimes it's nice to say thank you, show a little bit of appreciation. Again, if it came naturally, we wouldn't need commands like 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and Ephesians 5:20. God is giving us little reminders to be intentional about expressing gratitude. Don't take this in an overly literal way, but John Maxwell said on one occasion that gratitude is the healthiest of the emotions. And I think there's a lot of truth to it. There's something very healthy about being a person of gratitude, because you recognize that everything you have is a gift from God. It's a result of His mercy and His grace extended towards you. I also want to say that I think expressing gratitude is powerful, even transformative. And I'll give you just a few examples. First of all, gratitude can inflame love. In Philippians 1:8, Paul says of the Christians at Philippi, "God can testify." That's pretty racist. "God can testify, I'm telling the truth, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus." And a good question to ask is, where did that affection come from? And I think the answer is given in the previous verses, where Paul thanks these believers for their fellowship, their partnership in the gospel, their financial support of his ministry, and the prayer that they offered him. And Paul is giving thanks for these believers and all that they've done for him in the ministry. And as he rehearses all that, he can't just help but feel love for these believers. And the same thing will happen with us, with our spouse or our children or our parents or our friends. As we think about what they've done for us and we thank God or we thank them personally, see if that doesn't inflame your love for them. Another benefit is that gratitude kills pride and produces humility. If you experience great success, be it in sports or business or ministry or school, you can have your ego inflamed if you're not careful. It's been said that man is the only animal where a pat on the back causes his head to swell. And that can happen. But what if you turn that success into a prayer of thanksgiving to God for what he has done in your life? I think great humility results. Just try to be proud and grateful at the same time. It's pretty difficult. It's not impossible, but it is pretty difficult to be proud and and thankful at the same time. Then just one more. Gratitude transforms anxiety into peace. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the promise and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yeah, with thanksgiving, right in the middle of that is important. Because here's what happens. When you're anxious, it's because you're dealing with something that's bothering you. And anxiety is like blinders on a racehorse. All you see that's right in front of you. Like Peter on the water. All you see is the waves. And you think, oh, no, I'm gonna go down. And you don't see that, well, the waves are there, but so is God in the flesh, right there. But gratitude gives you a bigger picture. It helps you to see everything that's going on. So if you're struggling financially, you can say, Lord, thank you that you've thus far provided for me all these many years. And because you've provided for me these many years, I trust that you will continue to provide for me. You can say, Lord, thank you for this trial that I'm going through. I know that you have good purposes in it. You work out all things for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So even though I can't see him at the moment, I thank you because you're a good God. And I thank you for your grace that is sufficient. I feel like a rubber band. I'm about to snap. But I know that because of your grace, I won't snap, even though I feel like I'm about to. I know that you will sustain me. Your grace will be sufficient. Or maybe you can say, Lord, I thank you that I have a Savior who can sympathize with my weaknesses because he's been tempted in every way, just as I have been. So I thank you that as I pour out my heart to you, I have a God who can actually sympathize with what I'm going through because he has experienced it in his incarnation, and on and on it can go. So I really do believe gratitude is powerful, and it is definitely a very healthy emotion. This reminds us of our need to confess our sins, so let's do so now silently, remembering that our God is a gracious, merciful, and forgiving God.